Beach was already taking notes. So was Yarber. Spicer began pacing around the small room like a bear stalking prey. The ideas came slowly, the language, the opinions, the strategy. But before long, the letter took shape. In rough draft, Beach read it. Dear Quince, so nice to get your letter of January 14th. I'm so happy you got the gay cruise booked. It sounds delightful. One problem, though. I won't be able to make it, and there are a couple of reasons for this. One is that I won't be released for a few more years. I'm in a prison, not a drug treatment clinic. And I'm not gay, far from it. I have a wife and two kids, and right now they're having a difficult time financially because I'm sitting here in prison unable to support them. That's where you come in, Quince. I need some of your money. I want $100,000. We can call it hush money. You send it, and I'll forget the Ricky business and the gay cruise, and no one in Baker's Eye will ever know anything about it. Your wife and your children and your father and the rest of your rich family will never know about Ricky. If you don't send the money, then I'll flood your little town with copies of our letters. It's called extortion, Quince, and you're caught. It's cruel and mean and criminal, and I don't care. I need money, and you have it. Beach stopped and looked around the room for approval. It's beautiful, said Spicer, already spending the loot. It's nasty, said Yarber. But what if he kills himself? That's a long shot, said Beach. They read the letter again, then debated whether the timing was right. They did not mention the illegality of their scam or the punishment if they got caught. Those discussions had been laid to rest months earlier when Joe Roy Spicer had convinced the other two to join him. The risks were insignificant when weighed against the potential returns. The Quinces who got themselves snared were not likely to run to the police and complain of extortion. But they hadn't busted anyone yet. They were corresponding with a dozen or so potential victims, all middle-aged men who'd made the mistake of answering this simple ad. SWM in 20s, looking for kind and discreet gentlemen in 40s or 50s to pen pal with. One little personal, in small print, in the back of a gay magazine, had yielded 60 responses, and Spicer had the chore of sifting through the rubbish and identifying rich targets. At first, he'd found the work disgusting. Then he became amused by it. Now it was a business, because they were about to extort $100,000 from a perfectly innocent man. Their lawyer would take a third, the usual cut, but a frustrating percentage nonetheless. They had no choice. He was a critical player in their crimes. They worked on the letter to Quince for an hour, then agreed to sleep on it and do a final draft the next day. There was another letter from a man using the pseudonym of Hoover. It was his second, written to Percy, and rambled on for 4 paragraphs about bird watching. Yarber would be forced to study birds before writing back as Percy and professing a great interest in the subject. Evidently, Hoover was afraid of his shadow. He revealed nothing personal, and there was no indication of money. Give him some more rope, the brethren decided. Talk about birds, then try to nudge him to the subject of physical companionship. If Hoover didn't take the hint, and if he didn't reveal something about his financial situation, then they'd drop him. End of side 1.